I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about that concept of a spiritual battle. And I have to say, when people talk about being in a spiritual battle, I always think that that's such an intense word. And sometimes I struggle with it because it feels like it's too dramatic. What I've come to realize, it is dramatic because it's real. And the devil, the evil one, wants us to think we're not in a spiritual battle, because if you think about it, the best way to win a battle is to convince the other side that there's not one going on. And so if I go through life and don't realize that I'm constantly under attack, I won't know how to fight back. And so I need to know that every day I'm in the midst of a very real battle, so that I will have the courage and the vigilance to take that on.
And something we often overlook is that the front line in this battle primarily is between our ears. It's a battle often of thought. And I love this quote from 2 Corinthians 10, "We take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ." So often we go on autopilot thinking without thinking about what we're thinking. And maybe our thoughts aren't agreeing with the word of God, but agree with things the evil one would have us think. And the destruction of our joy, the workplace, peace, all these things start in our mind. I want to share a couple of great quotes from some of the church desert fathers, guys who fled the world and spent their life in prayer in the deserts of Egypt. St. Seraphim, he said, "The mind of an attentive person is a guardian placed over the inner Jerusalem." That's the heart. How cool. St. Theophan, "Stand at the door of the heart and watch carefully everything that enters or goes out from there." And Evagrius of Pontus, he said, "Be the doorkeeper of your heart and don't let any thought come in without questioning it. Question each thought individually and ask, are you on our side or the side of the enemy?" How powerful.
Wow. And so much. And you know, there's a lot of people that struggle with anxiety, either extremely or in small ways. And anxiety comes into all of our lives, but so often it enters into a thought. And I'd never heard that before, Chris. And I want to think about every time I have a thought, I want to say, are you on our side or on that side? Is this something of God that's for my betterment? Or is this something I need to fight against? Because so often we indiscriminately let thoughts into our mind. And I know this sounds like something people have said for years, but when we're watching television or we're looking at the internet, we have to ask ourselves, is this something that's from my side and it's good for us from God's side? Or is this something I need to guard against? Because so much of my anxiety and fear comes from things that I let into my mind and heart without really evaluating them. I have to fight against those, and I want to take on that battle with the courage of a warrior.
Amen. So let's pray. Lord, we ask you to help us to be active guardians over our own minds and to take captive thoughts that don't come from you and to nourish that which agrees with your word, so we can live in the freedom of your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.